Unit 4. Did you have a nice trip?
Lesson 31. An email from Li Ming.
Think about it. Would you like to live with your best friend? Why or why not? Where would you live? At his or her home or yours? Why? Why is Danny excited?
Look, Danny. It's an email from Li Ming.
Let's read it.
From liming@net.cn to jenny@cotmail.ca. Subject: Good news. Date: February 10th, 9:04 p.m. Dear Jenny and Danny, thank you for your invitation. I have some good news. My parents said yes. I can come as soon as you are ready. By the way, here are some pictures of our trip to Beijing. I had a great time with you in Beijing. I liked Tiananmen Square and the Palace Museum. I liked our hotel. I liked the Great Wall. I liked going to Wangfujing to buy gifts. The picture of the panda is for Danny. The panda is in my bedroom, Danny. It is fine. How is your tail, Danny? Please send me an email soon. Yours truly, Li Ming.
From jenny@compmail.ca to liming@net.cn. Subject: Re: Good news. Date: February 11th, 9:04 a.m. Dear Li Ming, I'm very happy to hear your good news. And thank you for the pictures. My parents say you can come when you are ready. My teacher, Mr. Wood, says you can start school tomorrow if you like. Danny is very excited to see you. He wants you to eat donuts every day. Jenny.
Yay! I want to go to Canada next week.
Let's do it. Imagine you are Li Ming. Write a reply to Jenny's email. Tell her when you will arrive in Canada. Tell her how you feel about your trip to Canada. Tell her what you want to do there.